Well, we mentioned 80s Fest a moment ago. There is another concert that will be happening on Sunday, the 30th of April, and it is going to be a big one. It's the World Voice Day concert. And to talk to us about that is a lady that's been around for just a couple of years. You may remember her from the TV, maybe those spray and wipe commercials, or one of my favourite Aussie soaps, Cop Shop. And it's the ambassador for the Dysphonia Network, and it's Paula Duncan. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning, you wonderful people. How are you?
We're very good. Thank you for doing Cop Shop all those years ago for me. I loved it.
Well, that's fine. I did it especially for you.
I was very little, but I loved it. So thank you for that. Look, the concert...
Most people were sent to bed. You're right. They were told to go out. They're not allowed to watch it.
Oh, well, we snuck out. That's what we did.
Yes, I'll bet you did.
Look, the Hunter in Harmony concert is happening. What can we expect when we head along on the weekend, Paula?
Look, the whole thing behind it is because, the 16th of April is World Voice Day. And it's the celebration and the magic of the voice. So that's what that's about. And the Dysphonia Network actually pay attention and raise funds for people that have a dysphonia thing, which, of course, is horrendous debilitating disease, which actually stops people from speaking. So if you could imagine friends of mine and various people that I do know that have this terrible, terrible condition, they basically cannot speak. So they're trying to raise money for research, development, and also to find a cause in what causes this condition called dysphonia. So the concerts are all about some wonderful people getting together with a big voice, and I think they've asked me because I've done a lot of talking in my life. And aside from anything else, I've had sort of a substantial career that couldn't have happened without my voice. And funny enough, even the tax department and the damn Telstra know my voice, so I can't get away with anything without my voice. But the other side of it too is that, I think we take it for granted because people don't have a lot of patience for people that can't speak. I mean, you might find that odd to say, but you would look at my record. I've worked with disabilities for years. And people are blind. People seem to have some sort of empathy for that. But if people can't hear or can't talk, people have an enormous amount of impatience, which is interesting. And it could cause massive depression on the person that's got it. It can be so frustrating for the family who have to live with it. And also it can change your whole life. And a very dear friend of mine who's one of the biggest club performers ever, wonderful voice, comedian, everything, has this condition called dysphonia. And it's literally taken away his career. So it's very, very important that we find a reason for it, how we're going to cure it, and develop the research where we can in the subject relating to it.
Paula, I think you said a little earlier there that we do take it for granted when we've got our voice and we've got our health.
Well, look at you.
Yeah, I'd have nothing to do. I'd be out of work. Some
people
might be happy with that.
But the other side to it too is that, like yourself, what you're actually doing today, apart from doing a great job on radio and pleasing your listeners and communicating on various subjects, you also, of course, related. So today we're having a conversation, and we wouldn't be able to stand up for the rights of people couldn't speak for themselves. We wouldn't be able to fight for causes. We wouldn't be able to help charities such as you're doing now without our voices.
Well, we really wouldn't. And with that in mind, the concert will be happening on Sunday, April 30. What can we expect from the concert? Paula, who have you got locked in for us?
It's a massive gathering of the most wonderful voices and talent. So, I just know that everyone will just absolutely have the most wonderful time there. And I know that we had one at Penrith RSL as well, and we've got one about several clubs. But I'm not quite sure who's doing Newcastle for you guys at this moment, but I do know they're spreading us around and passing us around like a tray of savouries, and we don't mind at all because it's a wonderful cause.
Fair enough. It will be the Hunter in Harmony concert at Newcastle Conservatorium of Music. 2 o'clock start on this one.
Come along, everybody. I promise you won't regret it because they very carefully selected some of the most beautiful voices around.
Sounds good. Paula, you have a great afternoon, and keep very busy, and keep organising those concerts.
Thank you so much, and thank you for all your trouble and helping us.
It will be the Hunter in Harmony concert, all part of World Voice Day, Sunday the 30th of April. 2NURFM, it's 28 to 10.